friends, what is up? And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may think it's a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, if you want to help a loved one get off their prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to help you out. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack and the Ultimate Enzymes, all the Longevity products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side. You can go to the shopping cart at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. If you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, make some money selling Longevity products, just get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, I want to continue talking about the stress response and its impact on general health. I want to tell you guys about something we do way more frequently than we should be doing. And the really scary part about this is we're doing this with the blessing of mainstream nutritionists and mainstream dietitians. I'm going to tell you what I mean here in a minute. But before I get into that, I saw an article this weekend that I thought was interesting and relevant. And I want to touch on this for a little bit before I tell you about the major stressor that most Americans are confronting, not once or twice a day, but three or four or five or more times a day if you follow the conventional wisdom, the mainstream medical advice you hear from nutritionists, dietitians, and physicians. And this is a stress you might be dealing with a lot, 8 to 10 times a day if you're like the typical American. And we'll tell you what that is here in a minute. But there's an article that appeared in the scientific literature, I think it was on Friday, maybe Saturday. It was about a bacteria that, according to one headline anyway, said that this is a bacteria, according to this headline, that can, quote, poop gold. Poop gold. Yeah, that's what it said. In other words, bacteria that can take toxic gold, which comes in the form of something called gold chloride, and turn it into 24-karat non-toxic jewelry-quality gold. And I thought this article was important because it highlights something about minerals that we've been talking about on The Bright Side for a long time, and that is the critical distinction that we have to make between toxic, deadly, inorganic, metallic minerals and non-toxic, gentle, and in many ways healthy, organic minerals. In other words, deadly, toxic, inorganic minerals on one hand, healthy, organic minerals on the other hand. This is so important because if you don't understand chemistry, and especially the chemistry of minerals, it's easy to become confused when people talk about mercury and arsenic and other freak-out words that are associated with minerals that you find in plants, in nature, in plant-derived minerals, as opposed to the minerals that you find in industry. In the case of gold, as in the case of arsenic and mercury and hafnium and iodine and all the other minerals that we hear about, the form the mineral comes in makes all the difference. Unfortunately for most people, if you don't understand this fact, when you hear about mercury or you hear about arsenic, You hear about arsenic in a product or mercury in a product or aluminum in a product that's plant-derived, you're going to freak out. And this is why I find this story about bacteria that poop gold so interesting. In the case of gold, like in the case of all minerals, some forms are deadly. But 24-karat gold, which is over 99% pure gold, is completely non-toxic. And if you take this 24-karat gold and divide it up into super tiny flakes and put those tiny little flakes in water, those little flakes are going to hang in the water. Technically, we say the little flakes are suspended in the water. And voila, now you have a colloidal suspension of gold, which is not only completely non-toxic and gentle, but at least according to some folks, may actually provide you with health benefits. There was an article that was published in the Journal of Frontier Sciences by Drs. Guy Abraham, MD, and a couple of PhDs as well, Joel Dill, Suhila McReynolds, PhD, PhD. According to these folks, gold in its colloidal form produced what was called a significant increase in the average IQ scores of five subjects aged 15 to 45 years old after 1 month of a daily oral colloidal metallic gold dose of 30 milligrams. Now, keep in mind, gold chloride is deadly toxic, but colloidal gold is not only non-toxic, but now, at least according to these folks, can provide you with some health benefits, and these were benefits that were achieved with zero, zip, nada, no toxicity at all. If you were to try the same thing with metallic or inorganic gold, say in the form of gold chloride, you'd probably be dead. All right, that's all I want to say about that. I just thought it was interesting, the distinction between colloidal gold and toxic gold chloride. Bacteria have an ability to take this toxic stuff and turn it into non-toxic, healthy stuff, same way plants do with minerals. They have an ability to take metallic, inorganic minerals and turn them into a non-toxic, organic, colloidal, even nutritional mineral substances. All right, I want to switch gears a bit and talk about the stress response and its effects on health. I want to tell you what we do way more frequently than we should be doing. And the really scary part about this one thing that we're all doing too much of, we're doing it with the blessings, the encouragement of mainstream dietitians and nutritionists. First of all, though, when it comes to the stress response, I want to be very clear here. The stress response that I'm talking about is the physiological, the physical stress response associated with organ weakness, biochemical problems, gland weakness, digestive issues, hormone issues, not so much emotional stressors, mental stressors, and psychological stressors. Not that these emotional issues and mental issues are not a factor, and spiritual issues as well. Not that these are not a factor. They are. In fact, in many ways, the distinction that we make on health shows and nutrition shows, and I'm guilty of this as anyone, the distinction that we make between emotional issues and mental issues and psychological issues and physical issues is not really accurate. Emotions and thoughts get turned into the physical body pretty much instantaneously. They are in many ways different sides of the same square, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. It's one big square. The square of health, you can call it. I call them the four dimensions of health: spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. So thinking quality thoughts, feeling quality feelings, having a healthy spiritual life, these are all important for how the physical shows up. Excuse me. And what we do physically can have an impact on our emotional, mental, and spiritual lives. I sometimes wonder, given how well all the stuff we hear about emotional issues and mental health issues and how they're linked to nutritional deficiencies, like nutritional deficiencies in zinc and niacin, essential fatty acids. Sometimes I wonder how much of society's ills and our epidemic of prisons and prisoners may at least be partially blamed on something like a simple nutritional deficiency. All right, that having been said, the thing I want to talk about today, the stress I want to talk about today, is the physical, physiologic stresses in the body, stresses that are related to biochemical, physical issues. This thing called stress, which is really nothing more than our interpretation of something that is outside the window of what our body is comfortable with. I call stress a two problem. I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back from our break. Stress is a two problem. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go away.
Hey, Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting out a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. It's 5 days a week and 24/7. On the archive page of brightsideben.com, you'll also find articles and videos at brightsideben.com that explain what I call the bright side philosophy. And, of course, if you want to purchase any longevity products, you'll find a shopping cart up there and a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business or just help educate the world about how important nutritional supplementation can be. That's brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470.
All right, so I want to continue talking about this thing called stress. I call stress a too problem, as in too much or too little, too high or too low, too soft or too hard. If something is too much, it can be stressful on the body. If something is too little, it can be stressful on the body as well. Fortunately, the body has a stress response system. It pulls the highs down to normal, and it pulls the lows back up to normal. This stress system is an absolutely staggeringly intelligent system that communicates with every single part of the body. Every single cell of the body is linked to this stress management system. Go get one of those Rand McNally maps and look at the map of all the highways in the United States, and this will give you a very basic, if simplistic, idea of the interconnected nature of the stress system. In the same fashion that you can get from one point to another via various roads, you can get from one cell to another or one part of the body to another via all the different connections in this stress management system. Now, because this stress management system is so critical to the optimal functioning of the body, it's always on guard. It's always on its toes. And this means that it is always burning through nutrients. It's always requiring nutrients. And this stress system is really an emergency system. It's really only supposed to be working once in a while. Chronic upregulation, chronic stimulation, chronic activation of the body's stress response system is a big, big deal. In fact, as we said before in this program, the one common feature of all chronic degenerative disease, of all breakdown disease, of all degeneration is activation or chronic activation of the stress management system. If you feel like you've been dealing with health issues for a long time and you can't seem to solve them, or you're trying to lose weight and you can't seem to drop it, even if you're playing around with lowering your calories and exercising, if you're a woman and you're dealing with hot flashes or menopausal issues and you've been supplementing and dieting and taking your BTT, you can't seem to get better, more than likely you are dealing with a chronic upregulation, that just means stimulation, chronic stimulation of your body's stress chemistry, which is largely a function of the stress nervous system, what we're calling the sympathetic nervous system. This whole stress connection to health and wellness is super important, and it's not something that is addressed anywhere nearly enough by the mainstream medical model and even by healthcare professionals and alternative healthcare professionals like myself. You can think of your brain as being divided into two main sections. All right, you got a higher brain, which is where voluntary decisions are made, and you got a lower brain, which is where reflexive types of decisions are made. If you're a scientist, you call the higher brain your PFC. That stands for prefrontal cortex. Some people call it the executive center. It's where voluntary decisions are made. And by the way, this part of the brain is not well developed until we reach our mid-20s, and this explains some of the crazy things that kids do, we all did when we were kids, and it may be a good reason for parents and society in general to cut our teenagers a little slack. That's just an aside. The point I want to make here is there's two sections to the brain. You have an executive center, a conscious center, the prefrontal cortex, and then you have a lower brain. This is the part of the brain that's concerned with survival. Unlike the higher brain, the prefrontal cortex, the executive center, the lower brain, some people call it the reptilian brain, this lower brain, this reptilian brain, is involuntary. It operates quickly, as you can imagine, because it's literally involved with keeping us alive in emergency situations. This part of the brain is constantly reading the body's chemistry to determine whether survival is at stake. And unless this lower part of the brain is not overridden by the higher brain, by the choice brain, the executive center, this lower part of the brain will initiate the stress response, survival biochemistry, the fight or flight biochemistry that we've been talking about. For example, it is this area that is responsible for raising blood pressure. It's this area, this reptilian brain, this lower brain, this survival brain, is responsible for increasing the heart rate. It's responsible for shutting down the digestive system. Raising blood pressure, increasing heart rate, both of these moves deliver more blood to tissues and more oxygen to tissues and to organs. And this part of the brain also slows down the immune system, shuts down the inflammatory system, the digestive system slows down as well. When this survival area in the brain is activated, healing and growth and repair will shut down, as these are not considered to be important functions in a survival situation. So when this lower part of the brain kicks in, when the survival imperative kicks in, when the stress response is activated, growth and repair and healing shut down. When this area is activated long term, you're not going to heal, and this is where chronic degenerative disease begins. Also, when this survival area is activated long-term, blood sugar will go up. And after that, body fat will go up. Body fat goes up, by the way, to prevent what the lower brain perceives as a potential threat to food supply. The lower brain survival design is hardwired to keep us surviving in case of a famine, in case of starvation. So if you can't lose weight, chances are it's your lower brain helping you out or thinking it's helping you out. Simply placing attention on something yucky, on something scary, on something anxiety-provoking. Just placing your mind on something anxiety-provoking can create body changes that will alert this lower brain center. If you keep your muscles contracted for a long period of time, this can cause the lower brain to perceive a survival threat. Notice that when you think about something unpleasant, there's a tendency for the muscles to contract. When this contraction occurs chronically, long-term, possibly as a result of just thinking lousy thoughts chronically, the lower brain will activate stress chemistry, blood pressure and heart rate will rise up, will go up, digestion will slow down, healing and growth and repair will grind to a halt. The key is to learn how to use our higher brain, our executive center, our prefrontal cortex, to learn how to use this higher brain area to tell the lower brain that we are safe. You can do this by choosing. Choosing is an executive center, a higher brain center function. You can do this by choosing, making the choice to breathe deeply, to breathe slowly. You can do this by choosing to take nutritional supplements. You can override this lower brain survival imperative by choosing to take nutritional supplements, by choosing to breathe deeply, by choosing to relax, by choosing to take a nap, by choosing to get a massage. All of these things create body changes that the lower brain will interpret as safety. Safety equals health. Safety equals healing. Safety equals growth and repair. The lower brain is constantly reading the body's chemistry to determine whether it should produce the chemistry of survival, which will show up as every single unpleasant symptom you can name, or conversely, whether it should produce the chemicals of thrival, which will result in healing and happiness. Safety equals healing from an evolutionary biology standpoint. Safety means summer. Safety means lots of food. Safety means health and healing and wellness. I'll continue this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. Our number is 866-582-9933. We do have a couple lines open for you, a couple folks on hold. We'll get to you here in a moment. We're talking about the stress response. Safety equals healing. Safety equals health. Danger equals a shutdown of the healing response. If you're trying to heal, if you're trying to get better, if you're trying to lose weight, you just can't seem to drop the pounds, chances are you are in chronic stress mode. And I'm not necessarily talking about emotional and psychological stresses, although those are certainly factors. I'm talking about physiologic stress. So sending the message to the lower brain that all is right in the world, using the higher brain to make better choices and better decisions in our lives, decisions and choices that will send the message to the lower part of the brain, the reptilian brain, that our safety is not being threatened, that all is right in the world, and the healing process can ensue is very important. If you're trying to lose weight, this can be very, very helpful. Something as simple as deep breathing, settling the lower brain down, letting the lower brain know that all is right in the world can be a great way to drop the pounds. And if you can't drop the pounds, chances are you're in chronic stress activation mode. There's one thing in particular that's a really big problem. It's something we're doing way too much, and we're doing this, believe it or not, with the blessings of the medical professionals and the healthcare professionals and the nutritionists and dietitians that we trust. And this is something that in the last 20 years we've been told we're supposed to do all day long, and what I'm talking about is eating. How many times have you heard that you're supposed to eat all day, that you're supposed to graze, that you're supposed to eat small amounts throughout the day rather than eating once or twice or three times in the day? And let me tell you something, from a stress response perspective, this is a very, very, very bad idea. Food and eating is considered an emergency to the body. Now, I'm not saying not to eat any food, but what I'm saying is to respect the eating process. Some of you may remember the TV show MASH. It took place during the Korean War, and at the beginning of every show, you see a helicopter coming in over the mountains with wounded soldiers, and all the doctors and all the nurses of the MASH unit would immediately stop what they were doing, and they'd run to the surgical tent, and they'd run to the helicopters to begin their work. It was like an emergency condition in the MASH unit. Well, guess what? The same thing happens when food enters the body. It's like the body yells, incoming, and all the systems for taking care of the freshly entering soldiers we call food kick in. If the food is easy to process, the emergency situation is taken care of quickly. That's why I'm always talking about pre-blending your food and grinding your food and doing liquids and soups and smoothies. Scientists call this emergency response that kicks in after the ingestion of food postprandial immune activation. Postprandial means post-eating. Postprandial immune activation. After eating, post-eating immune activation that occurs after all eating, even good foods, can cause a post-eating immune activation. But it's most problematic after eating processed foods or difficult-to-process foods. Trans fats, saturated fats, cooked fats, and high concentrations of sugars. These are really big problems. These can really stimulate the postprandial, post-eating stress system. And if you're following that standard dietitian advice that you're supposed to eat all day long, you're going to be activating and going through this emergency defensive activation of stress chemistry unceasingly, nonstop. There is no way that you can't be sick under these conditions. Fasting, on the other hand, will give this inflammatory system, this immune, postprandial immune system, this stress system, a break. That is why fasting can be so helpful, and it's one of the main reasons why fasting feels so good. For many of us, a one-day fast will give the body a break from this postprandial, post-eating emergency response, that a break that the body may never have experienced. That's why it's so important that you use easy-to-process liquid nutrients. That's why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine can be so helpful for losing weight and for calming down the stress and immune system. Smoothies, too, juices, soups. They're easy to process. The emergency, postprandial emergency activation is quickly resolved. And if there's more nutrients, high amounts of nutrients, nutrient-dense liquids coming in, these can help the food get processed even quicker, and the emergency situation can be resolved even more quickly. All right, tomorrow I'm going to tell you about a couple real easy things that you can do with food, specifically with liquids, to help calm down this stress response system. One in particular that we're told we're not supposed to be doing, surprise, surprise, can be very helpful for alleviating the stress response. I'll tell you what I'm talking about tomorrow on The Bright Side. But right now I think it's time to turn to our phones. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to ask any questions about the longevity formulations, if you have questions about skin care or skin issues, we want to hear from you. 866-582-9933. Let's go off to Kansas and say hi to Michelle. What's going on, Michelle? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I had called you a few weeks ago about getting off my antidepressant medication, and I am now successfully off of that. And
congratulations. What did we tell you to do? You. Tell me what you did or what we talked about.
Well, what I did was I'm on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and increased EFAs, increased protein. I also have the Mood Cure book, and so I've been following a lot of what she recommends.
Nice. Are you on 5-HTP? Are you using 5-HTP?
5-HTP and taurine and tyrosine.
Oh, nice.
And I'm still in the process of trying to get through the book and everything
that's
that
awesome.
She recommends. But
it's only been a couple weeks.
I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, thank
I'm
you,
sorry?
Michelle. It's only been a couple weeks, right?
Probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Michelle, that's amazing. Can you imagine if you keep this up for like a year, what's going to happen? That's amazing.
Yes, yes.
Good job.
Well, thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm calling today about endometriosis and birth control pills.
Okay.
And would like to get off. I'm on the birth control due to the endometriosis and fibroids.
Okay.
So I was wondering what you would recommend.
Lots of things. First of all, are you built curvy? Are you a curvy lady? Hippies, curvy, buxom.
Yes.
Okay.
Curvy, I don't think overweight, though.
No, but curvy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Not necessarily overweight, but the curviness is a sign that you're producing more estrogen. Not necessarily
right.
a bad thing, but it's something that you want to be careful of. Couple of things. Endometriosis is an estrogen dominance health issue. That means your estrogen is out of balance, and this is you're more prone to have an issue like this if you're already built estrogenically, if you're already prone towards producing estrogen. So a couple of things. First of all, we want to balance out this whole estrogen issue. And by the way, estrogen is a stress hormone. It'll sensitize your body to cortisol, which is your body's main stress response hormone. The higher your estrogen, the more depressed you're going to be, the more anxious you're going to be, the more jittery you're going to be. So there's probably a connection here between your estrogen and your depression. So let's figure out how we can take care of the estrogen. First and foremost, the number one thing you can do is get yourself on progesterone cream. I don't know if you're on it yet, or if I told you about it, but progesterone is an extremely important hormone for balancing out estrogen. If you're built curvy, if you're built hippie, if you're built buxom, and you're showing the signs of estrogen dominance, you definitely can benefit by getting on some progesterone cream. Hang tight, Michelle. We got to take a break. I'll continue talking about this when we come back. Walt, stay tight. We'll get to you after Michelle. Same with you, Barbara. Got a couple lines open at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're talking to Michelle in Kansas. Michelle, you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so endometriosis, sounds like you may have some issues with estrogen dominance, and that could probably be related to your to the depression and the anxiety issues. If you're built curvy, you're built buxom, chances are even greater that you're dealing with estrogen issues. A couple of things. First of all, there's a supplement called DIM and another one called I3C. They're both good. You can get them in cruciferous vegetables. If you wanted to do it in a non-supplemental fashion, you can get DIM and I3C as a supplement. They all help balance out estrogen. Very, very helpful for folks dealing with fibroid cysts or endometriosis or any other estrogenic issues. Another thing that's important for endometriosis and estrogenic health issues, estrogen is processed in the intestine. It's processed with the help of probiotics and bacteria. Make sure that you're on a good probiotic supplement. Anybody dealing with excess estrogen issues would benefit from a good probiotic supplement, about 80 billion units a day. I got good news. I mentioned it last week. The Nightly Essence, which is my favorite, actually my all-time favorite probiotic supplement, is going to be back on the Longevity shopping cart at brightsideben.com. I was told November 1st. So you're going to want to use the Nightly Essence or a good probiotic supplement. And also fiber is very important for the same reason. Fiber can help connect up with excess estrogen and pass it through your stool. Estrogen is dumped out of the body through bowel movements. So anything that you can do to help process foods through the large intestine is going to help you eliminate excess estrogen. Fiber and probiotics can be very helpful in this regard. Same with bile, by the way. Anything you could do to support the bile system, and that means the liver and the gallbladder, as well as the production of bile, is going to be very helpful. Get on the Ultimate Enzymes, which will get you some bile salts. And then the glucogel caps contain some raw materials that can also help process estrogen. So you might want to use the glucogel caps as well as the Ultimate Enzymes. Then there's a few nutrients that can be helpful. The B vitamins, super helpful for all processing of estrogen, especially vitamin B6. The mineral magnesium can be helpful for processing estrogen. Let's see. You may want to consider a milk thistle, which is a herb that is important for liver health. And then last, but most certainly not least, stabilizing insulin is extremely important. Remember, estrogen is a stress hormone. When your insulin and blood sugar gets thrown off, that can also exacerbate the stress response. So anything you can do to take that, to reduce that stress response in the body is going to be helpful. And that means reducing your intake of carbohydrates, fast-burning carbohydrates and sugars, and instead replacing those kinds of foods with foods that are rich in the branched-chain amino acids as well as tryptophan and, in general, high-protein foods. Look into the ketogenic diet, which is a moderate protein, high essential fatty acid and good fat, low-carbohydrate diet. The ketogenic diet can be helpful for all estrogenic issues. So, got a lot of good stuff there. Be careful of anything with soy, anything with estrogen like compounds, xenoestrogens, that's something that you want to avoid. And then, Michelle, if you could tell our listeners who are going through depression, one thing that you learned about helping with the symptoms of depression, what would you tell folks?
Increase your protein and also make sure you take your ESAs consistently, even if it seems like it's ridiculously high. Make sure you're taking them religiously and up your protein.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Michelle. Appreciate it, and good luck and congratulations. All right, moving on. Walt, New York, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. I want to ask you a question. I've been hearing stuff from time to time about diabetes and dairy products, and here's what I want to ask you. They talk about this certain protein that's in milk. So does all dairy products contribute to diabetes, or is it just the protein that's in milk itself? Can you explain a little bit about it?
Yeah. There's a couple things in milk. You know, milk is a very interesting food, and it really highlights something that's, that we don't talk a lot about in nutrition, and that's the idea that sometimes foods like milk, for example, soy, for example, beans, for example, sometimes foods can have good things in them, but that doesn't make the entire food a quality food. Wheat, for example, or grains, for example, have lots of zinc and lots of B vitamins in there, lots of fiber in there. But as an overall food, grains cannot be considered a quality food because of all the problems people have processing them. Milk is much the same way. There's really good fats in milk. There's some great amino acids in milk. Excuse me. There's wonderful proteins in milk. But given the difficulty most people have processing milk, I wouldn't consider milk to be a quality food. As far as diabetes go, there's a lot of literature that links type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease with the ingestion of cow's milk by babies. And milk can be a pro-inflammatory food, and there's a lot of literature that's linking diabetes to inflammation in the gut. In fact, there's a lot of literature that links almost every chronic disease to the inflammatory process, and milk can be a pro-inflammatory food. So whether or not milk is a literal cause of diabetes, I'm not going to go that far, but as an overall food, it probably isn't going to help diabetes. It's probably not going to help diabetic symptoms, although, in fairness to folks who like milk, there are some fats, as it turns out, something called palmitoleic acid, that has been associated with a reduction in diabetes. So there may be some components in milk that may have some anti-diabetes property. If I had to make a guess, I would say that overall, milk is not a friendly food for diabetics. I'm not going to go so far as to say it's causing diabetes, although some people believe that. But certainly, as an overall food, it is not a diabetic-friendly food. And I hope that helps, Walt. I hope I didn't confuse you more than I helped you. And thanks for your question, Walt, in New York. All right, Barbara in Texas, what's going on?
Well, my husband has a bulging disc in his lower back, just kind of below his waistline.
Okay.
We're wondering if it could be healed without surgery and any suggestions for pain relief while we're
working. I can't tell you definitively that it can be healed without surgery, without knowing exactly what's going on, but I can tell you there's wonderful anti-inflammatory strategies that you might want to try. First of all, try building the tissue up between the vertebrae. That might be something to think about. I would use glucosamine. The glucogel caps are a great source of glucosamine. You can also use anti-inflammatory nutrients like the essential fatty acids. In fact, you definitely should be on the ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids. Vitamin C is tremendously anti-inflammatory. Magnesium is very helpful as an anti-inflammatory as well. Most folks are deficient in both vitamin C and magnesium. Anything that you do to exacerbate inflammation is going to make things worse, of course. Sugar is always the enemy for any inflammatory condition. I hope it makes sense that the bulging discs are a sign that the inflammatory process may be running amok. So anything you could do to reduce inflammation, staying away from fast-burning sugars and carbohydrates. If he has to lose weight, if he's overweight, that can be important. Excess weight can put undue pressure on the vertebrae and can exacerbate a problems with a bulging disc. So losing weight is going to be important. And when you drop your insulin and reduce your intake of the pro-inflammatory sugars, in addition to reducing inflammation, you're also going to lose weight. So that can be helpful as well. As far as pain goes, there's a couple neat products that Youngevity has. One's called the CM Cream. CM stands for acetylmyristoliate. The other is called the other is just CM capsules, acetylmyristoliate capsules. Both of these are wonderful for arthritis pain and for inflammatory pain. Even though we don't talk a lot about the CM cream or the CM capsules, they're wonderful products. And then last but most certainly not least, the digestive enzymes, as you know if you've listened to this program, the digestive enzymes are not just important for the digestive process, they're also very important for inflammation. Inflammation will slow down the healing process, they'll exacerbate any kind of disc problems that you have. So getting on the digestive enzymes both between meals, this is where you'll get your most anti-inflammatory response if you take the digestive enzymes between meals. And then if you take your digestive enzymes with meals, not only will they help you, not only will you get the advantages of the between meal digestive enzyme anti-inflammation, but you'll also get all the digestive support that the digestive enzymes can give you. And digestive enzymes are absolutely critical for helping you access nutrients out of food. Whenever you're taking your digestive enzymes, make sure you take them with apple cider vinegar. You want to activate those enzymes with a little bit of acid. The enzymes themselves will have something called betaine HCl, which will give you a little bit of stomach acid, that HCl component, but apple cider vinegar, it can be helpful too. Now, if he has any heartburn or gas or bloating, those can be exacerbating factors, and you need to address those issues. Eliminating problem foods is very important. Whatever your health issue is, folks, I don't care if it's high blood pressure or inflamed discs or bulging discs or heart disease or cancer or whatever the heck you're dealing with, skin diseases, focus on digestive wellness. It is so important. Nothing will activate that stress response more than some kind of digestive condition if you're chronically or constantly eating the wrong kinds of food. All right, that's all we have time for today. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about something very simple and very easy and very tasty, something that you could do to help reduce the stress response almost instantaneously. We'll talk about that tomorrow when we continue on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Appreciate all you guys. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on that Join Now link if you want to make some money selling longevity products or get your products at the wholesale price. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.